Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name.
Refreshing more.
Thank you for just being God. Thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you're about to do. We just want to say thank you without even a definition on it, Lord. We want to say thank you without a prerequisite on it, Lord. We want to say thank you without a memory or a thought. Lord, we want to just get in the presence and just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you.
Thank you, God.
Let's worship you today, Lord. Just to say thank you. Lord, we want to just pray right now, Lord, that as we've connected in the spirit and we're from the east and from the west and from the north and the south, as we join together in agreement, Lord, we want to pray for healing. Healing not only of a physical down, but healing in our spirit, Lord. Healing in our relationships, Lord. Healing in our lives, everyday life, Lord. Of all the instances of things that may have not went the way we thought it go. We need healing in that area, Lord, so we can learn to forgive, and we can learn to truly love as you've told us to do. To love one another as we would love ourselves. How many of us love the next man as we would love ourselves? We look in the mirror and we love. But, Lord, we want to learn to love others and with the passion that we love ourselves. You know, Lord, we use it all the time that we love us some me. Well, if we can love others as we love the me and show this in this time of reckoning, this new life that is about to abound on us, Heavenly Father God, teach us love. Teach us to stand on your word. Teach us to walk on your word. Teach us to live your word. Teach us to communicate your word. Teach us to use your word in life situations and circumstances and problems and choices and decisions that we may make. Lord, teach us to rely on your word as the source to you, which is the source to everything that we may need. And we thank you, Lord, and we worship you, Lord, and we prophesy today, Lord, that we will come to the, we'll step up to the plate. We prophesy today, Lord, that we'll step up to the plate, that we agree that enough is enough, and that we proclaim that we're tired of being sick and tired, and that we will make the difference. We will be the ones to step it up. We'll stop relying on the things of this world first, but relying on others and figuring out our own escape route. But, Lord, we will rely totally on you. We will proclaim that today, Lord. And all these things we pray, Lord, we're still in agreement, Lord. We're still in the spirit. We're still in worship. But as we've agreed all these things, Lord, we proclaim them as being done, finished, and complete. We wipe our hands of it because it's in your hands. And you said cast all your cares, your worries, and it could go, and the list can go on and on and on and on and on, but we don't want to add to you. We want to just cast all on you. And we're learning, Lord, to let it go, to release it. As the man of God told us a couple of weeks ago, let's have a funeral. Let's have a funeral. So show us how to kill these things, Lord, and release them and let them die so we can worry about worshiping and having a relationship with you. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. Oh, we honor you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the healing that's transpiring right now through the spirit realm. Of any disease, of any sickness, of any lack, of any unsound mind, of any fear, of any pride, of any glory to ourselves, Lord, we feel that healing going across right now in the name of Jesus, and we receive it, Lord. Come on, family, reach up and grab your blessing. Come on, the spirit is moving. Reach up and grab your healing. Reach up and get it. It's there for you. Get it. Because in the consciousness of God, we can have whatever it is that we desire, because we desire the things of God. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you for that right now, Lord, and we bless your name, and we ask your word just goes forth, Lord, that you continue to speak through us, that, Lord, as we decrease of self, that, Lord, that we will leave this place today different than we came. That we will leave this place. We declare it today, Lord, that we will leave this place changed, rearranged, transformed by the renewing of our minds, because we want to change the way we think. We honor you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Hello, family. Oh, do you know that you're loved and appreciated, highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus? Well, I know you hear it every week, and you probably hear it every time you talk to me, but I want you to know that it's a new love, that every time we share that with someone, that it has to be new. It has to walk in the excitement, and woo, Jesus, it has to walk in the authority of God, which is new every day. And so I want you to know that no matter what you're going through and what it may look like on the outside, what the scene shows us, that God loves you, and so do I. And it's by the love of God I can love you. I admit today that if it was of me, that love would be distorted. If it was of me, that love may not be what it was called to be. But because it is Jesus in me showing me how to live through my feeling the Jesus in me and now acting the Jesus in me, now I can love as he told us to before, to love one another as we love me. So I just want to share that with you in this time of Thanksgiving. We've spent time with family and we've had to endure some things for a day. Now, you know, some of my family members out there know it, is that we walk a walk and we talk a talk. But some days we actually have to decrease to go into the enemy's camp, per se, because a lot of our family members are still living a life of sin. And because some of our families may be what they call straddling the fence, and some of our family members may be waiting for Jesus to actually come out the sky and slap them upside the head and pull them over, knowing there's a call in their life. Now, we don't want to get into that, but some of us have had to decrease our we've had to let some things go, and we've had to allow ourselves to go into a servanthood for a day just so we can share the love of Christ. And in all of that, you know, we understand that it's a choice. And yesterday for some may have been a recognition that we got a lot of work to do. As we've stepped into the challenge, is going to push us and provoke us and incite us, not just this 0 to 5 seconds, but every 0 to 5 seconds. I was talking to a friend the other day, and a couple of friends about the 0 to 5, and we were discussing it. And I said, "Well, Pastor, you're a 0 to 0, and because I'm still a 0 to 30." And God made me realize is that in this walk of transforming, of changing the way we think, we do it in a now fashion immediately, but it's going to take some process and working this process repetitiously so it becomes easy. And once it becomes easy, guess what? We'll do it with pleasure. And once we do anything with pleasure, you'll do it often, whether good or bad, and now you've developed a habit. So we want to, in the challenge, develop a habit and a lifestyle and a walk that is pleasing unto God. So I pray for all my family that had to go through the fire yesterday. I'm glad you're here today, because guess what? That's proof that this thing works, that you can go in the midst of, now you don't need to go live there and give your life, but you can go back into and watch what God brings behind you, watch what follows you, because we did talk about this last week, is that when God's in you, people will learn to follow, because they're not following you, they're following God. They're following that spirit. They're following that anointing. They're following that order in your life that has made me, that even though, you know what? Adrian, you know, they're not calling her Evangelist Adrian because she's family. You know, they're not calling her prophetess or woman of God, mighty woman of God, or pastor or any of her titles. They're calling her Adrian. And when they see the love of God through her, that now they respect the things of God of her. Ooh, does that make any sense to you? Because it's not you anymore, it's who? It's him who lives in you. Now, hopefully everyone in the challenge has seen the drawing that I posted on many pages, and hopefully we have some new challengers online today, because we really went forward to really push this family, this team building, this anointed time of God to come together and be provoked. as you've seen the drawing, I hope it resembles something that we, remember I took you step by step on how to draw the little sideways egg and, you know, put your own subconscious mind inside there. And, well, this is the drawing. I hope you have it. If you don't, it's available on my Facebook page. It's available on Evangelist Bernard's page. It's all over, so we could get this to you. But this is the drawing of the brain. We want to do a little recap, because we may have some new family members online. And we're talking about what? The God in us. We're talking about doing the necessary steps. Say that with me. The necessary steps. The necessary steps that will guarantee victory. The necessary steps that if we will walk them in a linear order, from left to right, and that's how this world we live in, everything is from left to right. You start counting out, I mean, the 1, 2, 3, they start at 1, they end at whatever. And you start with ABCs, they start from the left to the right. So we live in a linear world that we move from left to right. But as we move in this linear world, we have a spiritual world that is connected to us that we have access to. And that is God. That is heaven. That is Jesus Christ. That is the vine. You know, that he's the vine. We're the branches. We're connected. You know, but we have access now to a spiritual entity in our lives, and we can now connect and be surrounded, hallelujah. We can be engulfed by the Spirit, by the choices that we make. When? Right now. Not yesterday, because yesterday has already, if the family member remembers from 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, is that anyone who is in Christ Jesus is what? He's a new creation. So when you become a part of the anyone crowd, when you get in the anyone crowd, when you choose it, when you allow to be in Christ Jesus, you now are a new creation. Let's stop talking about yesterday. And let's not worrying about stuff that just happened. Because guess what? If we stay in our now, God will keep us focused to make now choices and now decisions that will lead us to what he wants us to have and the solutions we need to fix the problem. So having access to this relationship with God, we've learned that there are some steps and some principles that he's given us through the Word of God that we can now become, we can now teach others, and we can now be a part of the team of building the kingdom of God on heaven as it is, I mean on earth, excuse me, building the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is already finished in heaven. So we talked about the zone, the God zone, the place where the anointed is, where the burdens are bared, where the yoke is destroyed. You know, that anointed place where we can be in relationship with God one on one. He sups with you, and you sup with him. That's where we now develop the principle of having a relationship with God. It's no longer a friendship. It's no longer an acquaintance. It's no longer I know him because my mama knowed him, or excuse me if I was a little bit literal there, but it's no longer because a pastor knows him. It's not because anymore that the deacons know him or the ushers or the people around us. It's now that I have developed a personal relationship with God. And when we develop a personal relationship with God, we proclaim that it's no longer me who lives, but he who lives in me. Now, see, in the drawing it says that the arrow is down where you see the God zone, which comes from heaven, and it now transfers from heaven to where? Earth. Earth is where we're at. It is not that it has to come to the physical earth, but it has to come to earth to now come live inside of us, because now we learned in Ephesians 3:20 that it's not anything else is important but that lives in us. That Philippians 2 and 5 taught us that now the word let means you have to open up. The word let means is that it takes some release of you to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that it doesn't come free, and it's not just something that's on the wall that we can grab, but we have to allow and be obedient and submissive to let this mind. By letting means that we're going to do everything to embrace it, first of all, and we're going to invite it. We're going to have the doormat setting before our brains and our thinking, saying, "We come, please. We invite you, Lord. We want to think more like you. I've done it my own way. I've tried it my own way, and I failed, and I've not lived up to what your promises say." So, you know, enough is enough, and that's where we come up with the enough is enough, is because now we allow, we desire, we open up and invite you to come in. Now, fear will always tell us that, you know, that was crazy. You know, where did you come up with that at? I mean, you know, the world will always tell you that that's peculiar. Well, I don't know if your Bible reads the same as mine, but it says that I am a peculiar person, meaning that when I'm seen in the world, I look different than others. I position, I stand different. There's an anointing about me that isn't me, but it is of me. And it will, through exercise and through the principles that we're about to follow, it will now start to show on me. We talked about this last week. I know you see people coming saying, "Oh, I know, oh, he got the Spirit of the Lord on him." First of all, you're connected. The Spirit of the Lord is in and on you. So now you can recognize, because the Bible does say that we will, what? Confirm the Spirit by what? A book, no, or by a picture, no. It says that we will confirm the Spirit by the Spirit. See, the Word is showing us through study and through principle is that this thing is not about flesh and blood. We can go to Ephesians 6:20, and it tells us right off, don't wrestle against flesh and blood. If you can pinch it and it says ow, don't wrestle against it. If you cut it and blood comes out, please don't do that one. Ooh, I hate for that to happen. But if it's blood, and that means it's flesh that operates by having a blood flow, and that's how this body lives. If it's flesh and blood, there's no reason to fight against it, because the battle is not against the person. It's about the Spirit that's in the person. So now as we learn to walk in the Spirit, it says resist the lust of the flesh, but fulfill your spirit. See, in this spiritual walk, now as you gotta let the mind of Christ be in you. Dynamic message. And it talked about being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it talked about, you know, as a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. You know, your mind, if you think you're crazy, you'll be crazy. And he brought the word. But if you don't let that word in you, and you can't take it home with you and study it later and now grow from it, you didn't let it in. You just can't let it come on you. And this challenge and this new way of walking is saying that we got to take this word and we got to take this walk and we have to take this lifestyle to another level. And we have to see it with different eyes. We have to hear it with different ears. So now we can do it not as we would have it done, but as God would have us to do it. When? No. When? No, that's too late. When? See, in our minds, see, remember we did the exercise. You don't take the pen with your hand. Yes, eventually your hand will catch up, but there's a place that operates before your hand even moves. When your eyes are blinking right now, do you know there's an area in one of your transducers in your mind that have directed the energy flow to go from your brain to your eyes, and they blink. So our mind is the command post. It's the spiritual heart of man. Without the brain, if they go brain dead, nothing will move. The physical heart in our chest, it can be still pumping blood. But if the brain goes dead, nothing will move. The brain is what we have to be the masters of. The brain is, look, the Bible says in James 1, it says a double-minded. It didn't say a double physical. It didn't say a double this, a double. It says a double-minded man is unstable. Stop. Unstable means that everything you do, you look like you're walking on one foot. You're straddling the fence. You're playing church on Sunday. This is not directed to anybody. This is just saying in general. We're explaining double-minded. But when you don't walk in the spirit, now you become half and half. And if you're double-minded, that means you have a double agenda or a double priority or double sources. And God, first of all, is not going to be a mess with that, because in Christ, John tells us in 16:33, is that in Christ we have peace. But in the world, we have tribulation. See, it shows us there that there's a scene, because tribulation, you're going to feel hurt. You're going to see hurt. You're going to see pain. But in peace, it's the unseen. It's the spirit. It's the anointing. It's the love of Christ in us, because we've allowed that spirit in us. Now we can get away from worried about the fear, the old past memories. We can get away from all the cultural authority things that have shown us that, you know, well, he did it, try it. We can now go on the spiritual things that confirm through the Spirit, because everyone you meet will confirm the Word of God. My life right now, oh, hallelujah, is confirmation of the principle. Because when you speak and it is of like-mindedness, being not my mind but Christ's mind in me, now that communication becomes familiar. Yes, you said it a little bit different, but it said the same thing. Maybe your grammar is a little bit more articulate, but we're saying the same thing. See, God will line us up, ooh, Jesus, when we all get that there's only one zone. Yes, you're working on your zone, your personal zone. Pastor did say, you must make this thing personal. But not only in it being personal, if you got to understand, it's one zone. We are working for the kingdom of heaven. We are working for God, which means that we're all one. But before I can come be one with you, I got to make sure that my life is in order, because I can't bring a lot of stuff with me. Because if you're in order with God and you are the protector of your spirit and you are the guard of your corridor. See, your corridor is where you draw and draw. You give out and you give in. You know, breathe out, breathe in. You know, that's corridor. That means you have barter and trade with people, and you'll have that corridor in your life, because first of all, you'll draw unto you because of the Spirit of God that's in you. But when you now draw into you, you can't just hold it all in. It's time to draw it out. So we have the corridor. You're the protector of your corridor. There's some people you cannot allow in your life. Now don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean you can't minister. I'm talking about when you embrace people as truth in your life, you have to be the one to protect that, because it could destroy all the hard work you've worked on to get your zone together. And yes, we're called to go and make. That is my number one objective after my relationship with God, is to go and ye make disciples. But I must be a disciple of order first before I can make another disciple, because we don't want to replicate some mess. I'm sorry I put it that way, but I don't want a bunch of mess following me around, because now that's going to be, you know, I can hold up my act, and I can do me in a way where I'm sufficient enough for company. But how about the rest that's following me? They're not in order because I didn't teach them order. So now you got a bunch of chaos following you, and you think it's order because, you know, they're following you, but it's really not. It's showing that we're really not in order. So we must go make disciples, but we must be in order. We must now activate. Watch this. Activate the Word of God, because we've already proclaimed that we don't have a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 2:7, but a power and sound mind. Now we can be one with Christ, because it says in 1 Peter 3, it says, be one-minded with Christ. Meaning that your mind is his mind. His mind is your mind. Your mind is his mind. His mind is your. There's no difference. It's just, you know, when you get in relationship with him and you give it all to him, you know, you do the John 3:30 hop, meaning he will increase, but you must decrease. When you decrease and he increase, now it's him greater in you. Then the word really comes to life in 1 John 4:4. It's greater is he that lives in me than the evil that's in the world. Because if it's the world, that's you. Get that. Write that down. I'm going to give that one away free today. That if it's something about you that's not pleasing to God, that's the world. That's you. That's the thing that we've gotten out of sync with, is that the world is us. Our bodies, our flesh desires the things of this world. But glory to God, the Spirit of God in me gives me now the motivation to want better, because I understand that by this world, I've done nothing but fail and hurt people. I've walked around in an arrogant spirit. My pride has made people leave me that were called to be a part of my ministry. I've inflicted pain. I'm fearful. I don't want to step out anymore because I failed 10 years ago. Our minds must be transformed. So now we get to, you know, our scripture, Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, why? Well, it tells you right next. It says that you, personal, look at yourself in the mirror. Hold up your spiritual mirror with your hand and look right now. And it says that you may prove what, oh, well, Minister Sonny ain't doing it. No, it's not your problem. It says that you may prove. Well, they didn't go last Sunday. No, that's none of your business. No, it says that you, personal, may prove what is that good and acceptable. Stop. See, it's up to us. Prove it. Ooh, Jesus. When we change the way we think and we stop being conformed to this world, which is our natural DNA, we talked about this before. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you've been. The first reaction, and I'm telling you from a man of God, that even when I can withstand and I can stand against the wiles and the fiery darts, my first reaction is sin. If you kick me, I don't think about, oh, I love you. My first reaction is to want to kick you back. But the Spirit of God is the touchstone, is the reminder that says, remember, we don't do that no more. You're not led by your senses. You're not led by your culture and authority. You're not led by your intuition. You're not led by your reasoning. You're not led by your past failures. You're led by your when, your now. So in my now, I have to get what? Focused, attentive, conscious to say, oh, step back and say, oh, my brother, you know, I love you, man. Woo, Jesus, I'm glad I got Jesus. Because on my heart, I wanted to kick you back, but because of the love of Jesus, I'm not going to kick you back. What is wrong with you? You have a problem? Now we can communicate. Now, if he kicks me the second time, we won't go into that message. That's a whole different message. But our original reaction is sin. So in this battle, in this what did we say it was? It's a war. It's a war between the two attitudes of our mind, which are the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Okay, so here's the scripture that we're going to go to, Romans 8. This is, everybody should have this, but for the new family members here, this is just confirmation. Now, the drawing was put together by the Word of God being put in place through transference of the Word to Spirit in my mind to now back on paper. So as I share these scriptures with you, I want you to, I pray that your spiritual vision, you're starting to see, oh, now I know what that circle meant. Wow, he's not crazy. That makes a lot of sense because the Word put this thing together. So as we put it together, you'll see. Now watch, this is not me trying to prove that I'm right. This is me going to show you in the Word of God where it says it very clear that we are to be conscious-minded, and it is a war between being conscious and unconscious. Romans 8, beginning at the 6th verse. Now let's go back to 5. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. It says, for those, that means there's one or the other. There's them and there's those. There's the black, the white. There's come on, let's keep it 100. There's going to always be an opposition, another side. But it says, for those who live according to the flesh, that their minds set their minds on the things of the flesh. If you live by the flesh, and I know it's none of my family members out there right now, but maybe this is just something to share with somebody who is. But when you live by the flesh, as much or more than you give God, then guess what? You will keep your mind on the things of the flesh. When a problem comes up, yes, you went to church Sunday. Yes, you paid your tithes. But we're talking about something greater than that. We're talking about something that's going to solidify our conscious thinking and our choice making. When? Right now. So watch this. If you, and I'm just giving this one out free, that if you entertain the world, that world's way, that world's solutions are part of your thinking process now. That's why he wants us to lean on him and only him. That's why he says, Luke 12:29 tells us, do not be double-minded. He wants us to be focused on him and only him. When a solution comes up, the first answer should be Christ. When a problem comes up, the first answer to it should be Christ. When an argument comes up between you and your wife or you and your husband, the first solution or the first answer should be Christ. But because, if we live according to the world in any kind of way, well, man, I stopped going out from, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I only go out on Wednesdays. Then you're still living according to the world. Well, when I go out, I don't drink no more. Well, then find that's another message altogether. What I just wanted to share was, and then in 5, it says, for those, who means there's some that do and some that don't, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds. You set your mind. You think on those things. You intentionally set. You set your mind. That's a set is also a word of alertness. That means that you're alert for the things of this world. Set their minds on the things of the flesh. But glory, hallelujah. Watch this. But those who live according to the Spirit. See, remember I said it's a war. We were taught about the things of what? The flesh. Now we're being taught about the things of the Spirit. So it's a war. It's a war between the Spirit man and the flesh man. When? Right now. No. You don't have a year to get ready for this battle. The battle is right now. I fought a battle last week. Well, guess what, family? You should have had 5 more because the battle will continue to come. He's not going to give up on you. You have not elevated or made it to a position or gotten the stripes or the promotion that will eliminate you from the attacks of the enemy. Now, don't get me wrong. As we start to change and as we start to transform and as the closer we start to look like Christ, the less problems you'll have. But pinch yourself right now. I pinch myself all the time, so you didn't hear me scream. But pinch yourself right now. If you felt a pain, as long as you can pinch yourself and feel a pain, you're going to have problems coming your way. But as we learn through the principles how to protect ourselves and how to build up the hedge, remember we talked about that last week, not just the hedge, but the hedge. The hedge that is totally protection around and about me. It is fortified at every post. Ooh, Jesus. So those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Ooh, you get a double dose. To be carnally minded. Well, Pastor, man, my cousin, he been living in the world, man, 30 years. He's not dead. He's still down the street on the corner. Well, it doesn't mean flesh. It means spirit. We're talking about a war of not the one or the other being the end. We're talking about the one and the other being in versus, in being a war. So now you can walk around and be spiritually dead. But God is telling us to take back what the enemy has stolen. Not possessions, not jewelry, not old homes. Take back the spirit that has been taken. The enemy comes to what? Rob, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to kill our relationship with God. He wants to deter us from this bond, this connection that he once had. He's jealous. He wants to take you out. He doesn't care if you walk around in the flesh and sell drugs. He doesn't care if you walk around in the flesh and flirt and fornicate. That's not bringing him any glory one way or other. It's just proving that his system will work, and it will take you away from a relationship with God. So it says, For to be carnally minded, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That means there's a war. That's a fight. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. The person can be changed. The person can be brought over to the other side. But that spirit that has waged war against God and everyone who will follow him cannot be changed. That spirit is that spirit. But there's another spirit, the spirit of God, that can come and take over. There's a spirit of God that now can live where? Inside of us. We must, back to Romans 2 and 12. It says that you must prove what is good. Prove what is good. Be willing to fight the battle of the mind. We must make our minds fixed on Jesus. We must be spiritually minded. We cannot be carnally minded. The two, hallelujah, don't go together. And then we get ashamed of how. You know, what do we do? You know, the Bible tells us that the reason why we perish is for what? A lack of knowledge. Not stepping on any toes. So if there's a toe out there that gets stepped on, it wasn't me. But we got to get away, family, from the word of man and get back more focused on the word of God. And if I'm saying anything that's on me, that's about me, you need to get away from that too. But if it's the word of God, the uncompromisable, the unchangeable, the power-giving, the life, woo, Jesus, we're about to have worship service in here, but the word that brings life. See, because when we live in Christ and he lives in us, we now graduate. We don't have to depend on somebody else that brought us in. Yes, I brought you in. But I got a lot of work to do for me, and I want to get you ready so you can go help someone else, and then we're now building team. We're really decreasing of self, and we're saying, you know what, yes, I want to be successful. Yes, I want to have the nice things in life. Yes, I want to be a giver instead of, a taker. The word does tell me that I'm the head now because I'm part of the anyone crowd, that I'm not the tail. The Bible does tell me that now that I'm in the anyone crowd, I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm learning, family, that yes, I am the head and not the tail because I have the head, the mindset of Christ. The tail is lagging behind me. It needs to get behind me. It needs to be stomped into my foot, so I stop looking behind my back. It's a process. See, it's a process. It's a process. Process. We must prove it. You can't just talk about it no more. Our lives have to be a demonstration of what God is doing and can do. Because we can't, you know, when we prove it means that we're going to show everyone. Not through boldness, we're just going to show them because of the way we carry ourselves. the way we handle a hostile situation. That we can now prove that, you know, because our minds are renewed by what? Renewing. Here, back up. See, that word renewing means ongoing, family. That doesn't give you that once you get to this part or you get this degree or you get this certificate, that it's all over. No, renewing means that we constantly do this thing. It's a lifestyle. You know, I've just embraced a new friend in my life. And, you know, it's becoming a lifestyle. We pray together before we even start talking. And we pray together before we hang up. And then we pray in between. And see, it's proving that this thing will renew itself over and over and over again by making it a lifestyle. It becomes easy. It becomes pleasurable. There's that repo principle again. Repetition, easy, pleasure, often, habit. Repetition, easy, pleasure, often, habit. You do it in repetition, becomes easy, pleasurable, then you do it a lot, often, and you got, proper friend, you now have a habit. Yes, yeah, family, that Compton was coming out, and I was about to say, now you got a new habit. Those repetitious principles that God gives us now tells us that as we prove it, prove what? What is good? God is good. What is acceptable? God is acceptable. You don't need a big resume or a big list of things to teach about what is good. It's all in the same answer. God is good. Okay, if God is good, well, then God is acceptable. Now we can walk in what? The perfect will of who? God. It's all about God, family. This relationship, these principles, it has to be about God. We as leaders, we as teachers, we as to now replicate what God has done. We want to make a design. We want to patent it. Not by our thoughts, but by what has already been done. We must get away from the functions of the subconscious mind. Our five senses will always lead us to what, you know, most of us, number one, are led by what it smells, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it tastes like, what it feels like. Those five areas are what most of us make our daily decisions. Number two, culture and authority. My mama did it, so I can do it. Oh, you better do this. Authority. You know, things that push us in an area that we really are out of order. Intuition. I just knew I could. But you sitting up in jail, you know, because you saw somebody else do it, thinking you could do it, but your intuition said, well, I could do it too. Guess what? Intuition is faulty. Reasoning. Reasoning. Being able to reason it. It's through our, you know, reasoning is through our senses, how we receive this senses. I eat this because it smells good, but it's killing you because it's taking you out of health. You're with her because she looked good, but she's not really good for you. You led not by a relationship with God and the Spirit of God being in you and leading you to go and find a good thing, but you're led by the looks. Ooh, she fine. Ooh, she feel good. Ooh, she sound good. Ooh. We led men by all the things that trigger us in our senses. We never take time to say, does she have a good word in her? We don't take time to evaluate, to research and develop. You know, did she grow up in church, or has she given her life to God? Is he her personal savior? We just say, woo, man, I met a fine one last night. We don't come up and say, you know, I met the most anointed woman of God ever. And I met a lot, but I met the most anointing woman of God ever. We think we go into things of the senses. Or past failures. Number five, most of us don't do a lot of stuff that we should do because the past keeps reminding me of how bad I used to be. God made you a new creation. Anyone who is in Christ Jesus. He says, the word of God says that all things have been what? Passed away. They've been destroyed. They've been put in the hand of God because those are all your worries, your cares, your situations that you can't handle. But then, watch this. This is the dynamics of this scripture. But then all things are made new again. It didn't say all old things. It says old things. There are some things that God intended to be a part of our lives, a part of our spirit, a part of our growth. But because we were not spoke the right words to, maybe we weren't taught the right ways, maybe we were led by someone who was led by, who was led by, who was led by. And we weren't given the perfect opportunity to live with Christ in us. So a lot of us, maybe, you know, you're a singer. And you were found by the world, and now you sing for the world. And the world has distorted you to think that if you ever go to sing for God, you'll never make it like you did for the world. But God says that what he gave you was a gift from him, because the word says in Colossians that all things were made by him, through him, and for his good purpose. So that gift that is in you, you know, yes, there are a lot of gifts, a lot of things, a lot of unreliable, untrustworthy things in our lives that need to go. But there are a lot of things that God has given you as a gift from him that just got distorted by the world. So in this process of the old things are passed away, and then old things become new again, because the things that were of God are not going to be burnt. They're not going to be destroyed. They're just going to be made white as snow through the blood. So now God can get the what? The glory. Remember this. This is for the family members that haven't been here, and maybe I just need to say it over and over again. But there's a principle that we share here is that your past, say that with me, my past will never let me go anything than I did in my past. Past will never allow me to go any further than I did in my past. Meaning this, family, if you started a business in your past and you failed, you were out of season, you didn't have your thinking all right, it wasn't the mind of Christ, you were living by the seen and not the unseen, and now you're in order. And now God will present you with the same opportunity in the now that we heard in the past that we were just supposed to get prepared for. But now today, right now, you're prepared. Well, the first thing that will come against you is that, you know, you're excited again, you got a new vision, you're ready to go forward. So because you're still connected to some of the same people you just paid off 3 years ago, you, in the God in you, figure, well, let me go to them first. Well, I would, first of all, let's just not even go there. Don't go back to them, because it's a new season. But just for the principle's sake, you go back to those three people before you went to the three people that were set for you to go to. And it's not saying you won't make it there. It is not saying that we can't get through it and God will say enough is enough. You're conscious now. Let's move on. But the three people that you go to first will be very integral in where you go, because watch this. The three that you pay back, of course, still love you. The three that you pay back, they trust you because you paid them back, but they not they may not be as willing to get involved in one of your you know how everybody says that we have a harebrained scheme, get back into your new dream and fund it. So even though they believe in you, and even though you know the part of your life, and even though you know that for the season, which is when, right now, they were called to be a part of it, but because of past failures, will first of all block them from getting what God has, but then will also deteriorate your faith to go forward. Because when you walk in, you got your new portfolio, you got your new PowerPoint presentation, you're fired up, you got a team with you this time, you're in line with God, he's right there with you. And it's not that he can't speak to another person, but their first reaction, remember the first reaction is what? Sin. Sin isn't always an act. Sin could just be the thought. So as they think of it, their first mind also is like, and this isn't out loud to us because they love us, but it took her 10 years to pay you back something she's going to pay you in one. Or man, who, man, he bought, well, he just paid that back. That's been 10 years. Oh, yeah, he paid me back. I love him. He's my friend. He always talked to me every week, every year, and said, I just don't have it. And he finally paid me back. But those words carry weight. There's power in the tongue. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. The words that we speak, the words that we receive into our spirits, they are so integral and so powerful on how far we can go because they carry life. There's power. So it can either kill or live. That word can kill you because, first of all, it's a good word because it loves you, but the word is discouraging because it reminds you of what you didn't do before. It reminds you of how long it did take you to pay back. If anybody's like me, I hate to owe. I'll do everything to pay back because I hate to owe. I hate to ask. The first thing, I hate to ask. But when led and when put in that, I hate to owe, so I do everything to pay back as fast as possible. But sometimes things just don't happen the way it is. So I'm a communicator. Man, I don't have it today. Do you know that? To me, that would get astounding. So all that to say is, God is saying that we have a choice. We don't have to go about the way things used to go. As a matter of fact, there's no option to go on the way things used to go. That there has to be a standard, there has to be a standard place where the Bible tells us, ooh, Jesus, to be what? Steadfast. To be what? Unmovable. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Steadfast, unmovable, meaning you got to take a stand, and you got to take a stand with strength. And in this understanding that it's a war between the spirit and the flesh, that in my stand, I must fight, and I must be unmovable to go backwards. I don't need what's behind me. I need what's in front of me right now. Not what's ahead of me, because there's nothing guaranteed ahead. There's nothing promised. Only thing that we have is our now with Christ. So in our now with Christ, in our changing of the way we're thinking, we now can prove, back to Romans 12:2, we can now prove what is good and acceptable. And by doing that, it's now the perfect will of God. He wants a relationship with us. Jesus desires to live inside of you. Well, the word says that we've all, not just one, not just two, but the word says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means you can look to your left, look to your right, look ahead, look behind. We're all the same. We all have the same opportunity. Will everybody make it? No. Does everybody want to make it? No. We, as a family, as a team, we can go out and we can get those that God has called. We can go out and make disciples, but we must change the way we think right now, immediately. There's no more time for a plan. There's no more time where, well, Pastor, I already got a 5-year plan. I'm gonna get here spiritually. This is what? No, there's no more time for that. It's a now action. It's a now word requiring a now action so we can do what he says do when? Right now. When? Too late. Oh, you almost had it. When? Exactly. Yes, when I get it in my mind and I see it before I saw it, now I can move as God would want me to move. See, when we take the time, family, just to let God speak, and instead of just hearing it, but to see it, then we can do it. Turn your Bibles with me today to Deuteronomy 28:1, and we're going to. This was. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This was really because anyone new, you're right where we're all at. We're at the same place right now. There's more to this drawing, which I'll add after next week. But right now, if you're looking at the drawing, or if you have it online, or any or if you've written your own copy of it, this is where we are as a family, as a team. We're all lined up together. And we're going to finish out next week because we're all together, and we will not recap again. We're going to go forward from this point, and I think even for me, this has helped me to get back straight with it because I was teaching from this, asking you to draw it, and now we're all in the same position. But as we end this week, and we're going to end in about 13 minutes, we have a bunch of announcements of things that we're going to be calling out to you, family, to get involved in, and we really partition you today that it's not about anybody here particularly. It's not about money. I know one thing you're going to hear about a telethon. Soon we hear telethons, we think money. This is not about money. This is about saving souls. This is about connecting as a family and becoming a cohesive unit and allowing God to move through us no matter where we're at in the United States, but to move through us. When?
No.
See, right now. See, we're all in the same now. We all hear the same word. Amen? But Deuteronomy 28, we're going to talk about and end at this point today because this scripture is going to describe and explain and give us a principle to leave with today that will get us in line. When?
Yeah,
yeah. Right now. Not not yesterday. And for, yeah, you catching up? No, right now. Amen. And please, this exercise isn't to make you feel like you're not fast enough, you couldn't get there, because guess what? We all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But consciously, we set our minds to get in a mindset of when. When you think now, you'll get now. When you think now, you can have now. When you think now, you can do now. Amen? So that's the goal of the principles. That's the goal of changing the way we think. When? Right now. So the Bible says, reads in Deuteronomy 28, beginning at the first verse. Now, this is actually one of my favorite scriptures because it is so clear. It is so precise. It gives all the answers in this, in these few scriptures that tells us the Bible holds a lot of knowledge, that the Bible holds a lot of principles. And if they were doing it back in the old time, there's a lot of principles in the new time waiting to be discovered. So this, to me, was the jump off for principles. And I want to share this one with you because it's very integral to what we're talking about on changing the way we think. Where in our minds, right when, right now.
No.
The Bible says the first word. Can everybody? Now, I've said it. I've looked at this, and if you get to the Amplified, thank you, Jesus, and get to another lot of versions and stuff like that, they may change a little bit. But in the King James, the NIV, all of them, the first word says when. Now, immediately, it shall, now, shall meaning it will come to pass. Will is a promise, it's coming. Shall is a promise, it's coming. Will is a promise, it's coming. Shall is a promise that is coming. Now watch this. Now, it shall come to pass. Stop. Let's go ahead and just confirm it now that it shall come to pass. No. I know the enemy has told you that you missed out. I know the enemy told you that you moved too slow. I know the enemy has deterred you from believing the promises that the women and men of God have confirmed in your life and then have been confirmed by the Spirit of God. I tell you now that it's not over. I tell you now that if you can take a deep breath with me, blow it out, it's not too late. It shall come to pass. But there are some steps we must take, Jesus, to get it, but it will come to pass. Now, it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Stop. Diligently. Diligently means you got to put some work in. That just because he said don't do it, doesn't mean you're going to not do it. Diligently means tells me that even though I know it's good not to do, but my flesh is going to still tell me to do. Isn't that what Paul taught us in Philippians? That even though that I don't want to do it, I still do it. And my flesh leads me, and that's just a pastor rendition of Paul's conversation. But it shall come to pass that if you diligently obey God, that we must work at and put into principle and make it a priority to obey God. But not only do we just obey God, we must obey the what? The voice of God. Now, if you obey the voice of God, what do you do to receive the voice of God? It didn't say if you read it. It didn't say if you. It says that if you obey the voice of God, you must what? Number one. This is the number one in the Deuteronomy 28 principle. This is the number one step. To obey the voice of God, you must, family, hear it. Write that down. Number one, hear it. Number two, then we're going to be talking about number two. This is step number two in the Deuteronomy 28 now. This is the now principle. To observe carefully all, stop right there. There is not one thing that we should not pay attention to. There is not one thing in this Word of God from Revelation all the way up to Genesis, from Genesis back to Revelation, that we should ignore. It says all his commandments. Well, Pastor, no, he wrote 10 commandments. No, brother and sister, we live not by the law, but by the Spirit. The Spirit is led by the Word of God. The Word of God is from the beginning to the end. There's no, I can eliminate it. Oh, we only study on the New Testament, or we only read Proverbs. No, it says the Word of God. That means all his commandments, because he commands us through his Spirit, which comes from what? The Word of God. Let's stop making excuses. Let's stop eliminating. Let's stop saying that doesn't work for me anymore. It's the Word of God. It must become the truth. So as you observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you, when? No, not tomorrow. No, not yesterday. It says today, right now. But what do you do when you observe? When you hear it, when you hearken diligently, you what? Hear the voice. So you, number one, hear it. But when you observe, what do? When you observe something, you see it. Number two, see. Write that down. S-E-E. Number one is hear. Number two is see. Now watch this. To observe carefully, ooh, Jesus, all his commandments, which I command you this day. There's no recess, family. There's no I got a day off. There's no I'm on, what do we use as leaders? We're on sabbatical. I caught myself using that. No, I wasn't. I was resting. No, I wasn't. I was trying to get my health together. No, I wasn't. I was spending more time with God. Hallelujah. But there is no day off. It's a constant, say that with me, constant battle. This war has been waged. It is not going away. We must become conscious, focused, minded, like who? Christ, so we can show ourselves approved. 2 Timothy 2:5. Amen. So, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations. All these things shall come to pass upon you and overtake you because you what? Obey. When you obey, it means you what? You do it. When? Now. Now, the principle goes like this. Deuteronomy 28 now principle means that I must hear it through my spiritual ears. I must now take it from letter and transform it to spirit and see it, where, not on the outside, on the inside. So now I can do what? Do it, just like God said. Hear it, see it, do it. When? Hear it, see it, do it. When? Hear it, see it, do it. When? Right now. You got to hear it. When? You got to see it. When? You got to do it. When? understand? See, as we start to operate in the now, we now understand that this process must be operated in the now. Because he says that, you know what? He said, all these blessings shall come. Meaning heaven's about to come to you, friend, and overtake you. Because you what? Obey the voice of the Lord. See, family, it's pretty cut and dry. We must become like Christ in spirit. So now we can act like Christ in flesh. You cannot put a pin or a big medallion on your cross, or on your chain, a suit with graphics on it that says you can't do anything on the inside to perfect. You can't put anything on the outside, ooh, hallelujah, to perfect what's on the inside. But when you put the love and the Spirit of God in you, it not only just becomes a part of you, it now becomes you. And now that you, that Christ, that heaven, that God in you can now shine the darkness out. That's why we're in a war, because we want to take away the thoughts of the subconscious mind. That's why we're in a versus, because we want to be led by the unseen, not the seen. Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith. Not yesterday faith, because that's different than now. It's not talking about tomorrow's faith. It's the word. Now, this is the word. The word says, now faith is the substance of things unseen. Meaning that when we got faith, you may not see it until it's time, until it's season, until, just going to help somebody right here, until you're in position to receive it. What God has for you, my family member, my team member, is just for you. He's not going to destroy it and give it to someone else. If it's for you, it is for you. But, now watch this, it's up to you to get in place. It's your responsibility to be protected. It's your responsibility to sow seed into the relationship and into the bond of God. We must die of the flesh. We must hear his word. We must see his word. We must do his word. Well, Pastor, what do you mean? Well, let me put it like this. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. When you hear God's word, you can't just read it and go by the letter. You must let the spirit transform it from letter to sight on the inside through the spirit of God. And now we can do what God has called us to do and be in line with what God has called us to be. Now, we're going to end here. This is putting us all in line with what our drawing has us. We're going to end this thing next week, and we're going higher. Because now, in step two, we are going to find out where the battleground is, where how to fight it, how to be prepared. But once we finish step one, which is changing the way you think, we will be ready to step to the next level. So, Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your mighty way. Lord, bless every year. Lord, fulfill your spirit in each and every one of us, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Those of us that have been burning the midnight hour to get ready for Thanksgiving and work it at the same time, Lord, re-strengthen us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you today that your word has went forth. Lord, we thank you that your word will not return to you void. But we thank you, Lord, that your word is not returned to us void. Lord, we claim it today that we want your word to live in us, and we want it to become life to others. So we thank you today, Lord. We bless you today, Lord. We magnify you in your son Jesus' name. And all in agreement said, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Hamilton. I've just about had forgotten that today was Provoked Friday. I was saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. And when I received that text from you, it brought me back. Amen. You know, after you sit around all day, well, we didn't sit around. We were on this line yesterday. We had about 6 or 7 calls on the line on yesterday that made a sacrifice. So we thank God for Provoked Fridays. We thank God for Pastor our pastor and our life coach, Pastor Hamilton. He's so faithful. He's diligent. He's just a great support, I tell you, to the body of Christ. If there ever was a time where we needed more men to step up and be those frontliners that God is calling for, it is certainly today. Amen. As we often say, when are we going to move? You can't wait 0 to 5 seconds now. I enjoy that. That strengthens me. Amen. So we're just excited about what he's teaching us, changing how we think, changing how we think. Maybe sometimes we, not sometimes, many of us make resolutions. I call them revolutions. And, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Oh, the new year is going to bring on a different mindset. There will be changes, and this is going to happen, that is going to happen. But until we change our mindset, you know, we can't even get ready to embrace the blessings of God with the old mindset. We can't do 21st century ministry with a 19th century mentality. So we have to. I enjoyed that, Pastor Hamilton. Change the way we think. Amen.
Yeah.
So by way of announcements, we want to just fill you in. If those of you that are at home, if you're driving or what have you, most of you all have my cell number. You can give us a call. We're getting ready to embark upon closing out this new year. And we're trying to close it out where we won't stay in the same position we were in this year, in the early part of the year. This year is just about out of here. And the Bible says summer has passed, and we are not saved. We're yet not saved. So we don't want that to be numbered among us. So we're trying to do some things to change our mindset. We're trying to get closer to the Lord and really call on God, not for these tangible, not for these things that's where rust will come in and set in and, you know, take it away from you, but we're trying to build something eternal. We're trying to work on our own soul salvation, and we're trying to convert our brothers and our sisters. It's no fun living alone. It's no fun having all the blessings of the Lord and never reach out to impact no one else's life. That's not living. Life is about helping. Life is about blessing others. Life is about sacrifices.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Jesus had made the ultimate sacrifice. We wouldn't even be here today. So we want to just give you all some announcements, and we want you to please tune in with us. We're doing some great things as the Lord is empowering us and as the Lord is giving us ideas and things to do to help build up the body of Christ. This is not about us. It's about God. It's about building the body. We have so many souls that are lost. We have so many souls that are confused. You know, you walk around, as I'm driving, I see young people walking the streets, talking to themselves. You know, just in a terrible state. And I say, Lord, I don't mean no 40, 50, 60-year-old people. These are teenagers in their early, late teens or early 20s. Mine is just gone. It's time for us to reach out. It's time for us to go into the neighborhoods and make some changes in the lives of others. When you bless somebody else, you are blessed in the interim. Amen. So beginning this Sunday, we're about to do a 21-day fast. Now, this is not, we're not calling it a Daniel fast. We're just trying to purify and cleanse our spirit. Amen. Well, we'll be fortified and we'll be strengthened to do the task that God has before us. Amen. So midnight, that'll be midnight Saturday night. So at midnight, we're going to be fasting from midnight to 4 p.m. every day, 21 days. So this first week, we got to wean ourselves away from our regular habits and our regular eating patterns. We want to wean ourselves away. So we want to do one healthy meal per day. Try to refrain, not try. We will be refraining from fried foods and all of these sodas and chocolate and all this stuff. No, eat you get you some turkey. You know, you have turkey from yesterday. You eat you a turkey sandwich, y'all, or something of that nature with some lettuce. Get some green vegetables in your system, some soup. It's getting cool here on the West Coast. So, you know, get something healthy, some vegetables and fruits in your body, and cut out some of this carbs and this sodas that we all is. All of these things that's not healthy, and we'll be able to get in tune as we refrain from some of these things. Now, I'm going to tell you about fasting. One thing about fasting, you have to be in tune with God. That's why
that's
we
right.
fast, to have a better relationship with God, to be
that's
able
right.
to kill this flesh out. Our subject matter last week was dying to live. We got to kill this flesh. We got to mortify these members, people of God. If we never kill this flesh or mortify these members, then we'll never have that relationship that we're seeking with God. Amen. When you're able to go on a fast, you have to make sure that the atmosphere is pleasant. Surround yourself, find you a quiet place where you can get in this word and you can study and you can read and you can pray. Amen. I know some of us are still working 9-to-5 jobs, but even in that, you just begin to meditate in your spirit and begin to talk to the Lord on your breaks. You know, find a quiet place where you can read. Find a quiet place where you can just be quiet and meditate. Many times we want
right.
to pray, but we never sit still long enough to hear God on to our prayer. And God hasn't responded because you prayed and did, oh, after I pray, I'm going to get on up and it's done. No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. Amen. You have to wait on God. Isaiah 40:31 said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hey, it didn't say soon as you pray. You got your ass and, hey, I'm going to get it. No, it doesn't work like that. So get you some gospel music, some worship songs, not none of this old hip-hop, this new wave Christian music. You don't need that in your spirit. You need to play some blood songs. You need to play Let It Rain, let some rain begin to fall on you. That kind of thing. You want to hear songs that has a message, songs that's able to deliver, songs that able to free your mind where you can forget about what you're going through and you can concentrate on God. So we're going to do this December 1st, and that'll be at Saturday midnight. So most of us are in church anyway, so we fast anyway on Sundays because some of us don't get out of church at 2, 3, 4 in the evening anyway. So
that's
an opportune time for you to begin this fast. So from December the 1st to December 22nd, and next week, the second week of it, we'll tell you what our diet is going to, what our diet and our eating patterns is going to consist of. Amen. And I'm excited.
I don't know
about you. I know Pastor Hamilton is excited. We're on next Friday, which is December the 6th. It'll be at midnight. So it's really going on into Saturday, but it's Friday at midnight. That'll be midnight West Coast time. If you're on Central Standard Time, that'll be 2 in the morning. And I know some may be saying, why are you doing this? This is the way that God gave it to me. And on East Coast time, that'll be 3 in the morning. Now, we don't expect this is going to be a 6-hour prayer, purpose, and perseverance. That's what this telethon is about. This ain't no money gimmick. We don't have no money gimmicks. This is about word, worship, and praise.
Word, worship,
and praise. That's what it'll be about. So I tell you, we have a host of speakers. And as I look at all of the speakers that have made a commitment and said they will participate in this six-hour telethon. You know, we don't have enough time, really, to accommodate all of those that's going to be supportive of this. So I'm going to be working along with two more people, and we're going to try to condense it where everybody will be able to speak what the Lord has given them, and they'll be able to give you some nuggets. We'll have intercessors coming in intervals and praying for about 3 to 5 minutes, and then we'll have speakers. So you won't, I tell you, you will not get bored. You won't be asleep on your sofa or your chair or whatever you plan to be. And we don't expect you to endure for the 6 hours. But if you can endure, I tell you, you will be blessed, because we're going
to
have everybody lined up.
We go to the club for 6 hours.
Tell me about it.
Yes,
indeed. I was there for probably 10 to 12 hours. Hallelujah. Yeah,
I know.
It's all night in New Orleans. Y'all know how we do it.
Sir.
To those that, when you can tune in, we're going to have a time schedule where you'll know who will be speaking at what hour or what minute or what have you. But because of us having so many speakers, and I pray that everyone will stay committed. Right now, we probably got about 17 or 18 speakers, and then we have maybe about 7 or 8 prayer warriors that's going to come in. As they wind down, they'll come in and pray a little bit, then we'll bring up the next speaker. So it's going to be exciting. We're not TBN where we're going to be asking you to pledge $100, but we also will be commemorating 2 years on Blog Talk Radio. And as I look, Sister Donna, I'm so glad to see her on the line today. She's been with us from the inception of this broadcast. But I tell you, as I begin to look at the stats, Pastor Hamilton, over 65,000 listeners. So we are, even though you may not see the people, the souls
That's
are being
right.
impacted, because they're going back and they're listening to these messages. And I just want to give a shout out to Liberal Democrat. He's working feverishly to get these some of these messages on YouTube. He has downloaded about 50 messages. So we're just trying to do the work of the ministry. We're trying to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we will be celebrating the whole month of December, and that month we're using the name of our segment for this broadcast through the week there is a time of reflection. So the whole month of December we'll be having a time of reflection and just celebrating and thanking God for giving us strength to be on this line 5 days, well, really 7 days a week, because Minister Elder and Minister Burns hosts our Saturday morning segment, and they just celebrated on the 17th of November a year of hosting the Saturday segment, where there are testimonies and you're able to give your in-depth testimony on their broadcast. So I salute these men and women of God. We don't have anything to compensate them with for as monetary compensation, but God has a record on them. And I'm praying that God is going to bless as he continue to open up doors for this ministry, where we'll be able to give a gas card or some monetary something to sow into these men and women of God's lives that make the sacrifice and come on this line. I do want to say I appreciate our listeners and our callers, you know, those that have been with us through the entirety of this 2 years, and even the those that have just came on and started calling in, listening to these messages. I want you to know you can go into the archives at any time, 24/7. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com and listen to a powerful anointed message from a woman or man of God that have ministered throughout this 2 year tenure. So we are excited about what God is doing. I do want to give you all the call-in number for that telethon, and those that are participating that will be speaking on Monday, we will be having a teleconference call, and we're going to let everybody know their time frame, and they can let us know when they're available. Now, we won't be able to have any our Bible classes and things of that nature because, I said, we have a lot of speakers. So what we're going to do is try to keep everything at least about 30 minutes or under. Amen. And we don't want anybody to get bored. We want them to continue to stay awake where they can get this information and they can be blessed. And then they can go on and flow into 2014 full of the Spirit, full of wisdom, full of peace, full of excitement and joy. Amen. So the number for that telethon and also for the teleconference, it'll be the same number. So that'll be 6 p.m. Monday evening, which will be 9 p.m. Eastern time. And the call-in number is area code 712-432-1500. Again, that's 712-432-1500. And before the weekend, I will have a flyer posted on Facebook, those of you that are friends of ours on Facebook. Amen. And the code for that is 256-417-POUND. Once again, that's 256-417-POUND. Amen. And I also want to say to Pastor Hamilton, he has opened up a group called Provoked to Purpose, P2P Challenges. And I already have signed up, added about 65 people to that group, Pastor Hamilton. So we want you all, those of you that visit Facebook, go in and join that group that Pastor Hamilton has created, Provoke to Purpose Challenges. Amen. So we thank God for Pastor Hamilton. Also, we have Prophetess Darlene Davis with us, and we're going to open up her line, and we're going to, no, but before I go to Prophetess Darlene, let me go to Minister Terry. She's with us today, and this is a friend of Pastor Hamilton that hosts the show, so I'm going to let her tell you or let Pastor E introduce her, and she can tell us a little bit about what she's doing. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you, guys, for having me on the show. Please forgive me because we're going through this little flu thing that's out there right now, so so we're kind of under the weather, but, you know, we're still going strong.
Amen, okay. Amen. Now, family. This is the infamous woman of God, Terry Denise Johnson. Me and Terry, we do a talk show together. I'm actually Terry's co-host on her talk show called Talking to Terry. We are first of all just gracious to God that He put us together. But on top of that, you know what, family? We're out there putting out the Word of God, and but we're coming at it from a real perspective from the real. You know, we're not trying to get paid or anything out of this thing other than being able to communicate clearly from the real standpoint. So that's what Terry and I are doing. She's an awesome woman of God. For family today, she's going through her sickness, and the reason why I had her call was because I wanted to introduce her. But on top of that, we have power in numbers, and there is definitely healing that has already been done because He said you are healed. So by His stripes, we are healed. So we just want to pray right now, a quick prayer over Terry, because we demand healing on her right now. We touch and agree with her right now in the name of Jesus, that by the blood of Jesus, she has been made white as snow through any infirmity that is not of God. We take away sickness. We take away pain. We take away any bacteria that may be in her flesh. In the name of Jesus, we claim it right now that it's already done. And as her faith joins with our faith, we can walk away from this thing, change, rearrange, transform, and completely healed in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, Lord. We believe it, and we trust you, Lord, that it's done in Jesus' name. And Terry, you might want to share with everyone of what God is doing.
Okay, thank you so much. And I truly thank you guys for sitting there. I truly thank you all for praying. I was up last night with, you know, fever, all of that. And I just remember I just had that moment that I went to God and I said, you know, I know something's trying to happen because, you know, we're doing a project this weekend where we're shooting a short film and everything tries to come against us and things like that. But I know that God has placed that healing in me. Everything that I need is already inside of me. So I've been through this with my ankle being broken a couple of months ago. And so I can truly tell you that I know the power of God. And I know that even when the enemy tries to trip me up, God says, I'm going to use that, and I'm going to make you better than you ever was before. So just a little bit about us. We do a live show every Wednesday.
Okay, she dropped. Can you give us the information, Pastor Hamilton?
Well,
maybe she'll call back in.
We do a talk show every Wednesday, and that's on Houston Media Source. It's also on AT&T, Comcast, and a couple of local stations. But you can also go online at Houston Media Source and watch the show from your computer. And it's 8:30 Central every Wednesday night.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. 8:30 Central is 6:30. It's 6:30 our time. And what is the address to watch it online?
At HoustonMediaSource.com.
Houston Media Source?
S-O-U-R-C-E.
.com. Okay. Well, we certainly thank God for Sister Terry joining us today, and we certainly appreciate her coming on. We also have another young lady, Sister Nicole, that you invited. We're going to open up her line also. Sister Nicole? Okay.
Hello?
Sister Nicole? Okay, I have her line open, Esther Hamilton. Sister Nicole?
Sister Nicole.
Okay.
All right. Let's just go to the next caller.
Okay. God bless you. We're going to go to.
Love you, Nicole.
Sister Nicole. Okay. There's some noise in one of these lines. Just a moment. Okay. We're going to. Okay, I'm having some problems. Okay, there it is. One of
them
is going off. I don't see Sister Nicole, one of the other ones, dropped off. But I'm going to go to Prophet Darlene Davis. Some of the other callers have dropped off, and then I see Prophet Lewis on the line, and we want to continue to pray for Prophet Lewis and his family. They'll be doing a home-going celebration tomorrow in Oakland, California, for his sister that passed on last week. So we want to continue to remember Prophet Lewis's family, excuse me, in Jesus' name. So we'll get to him right next. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, family. God bless you. God bless you. I was out today, and I was like, I have to get back for Provoke Friday. And as we were driving in the car, I just had to turn it on, and I came on late. But I caught it right now, and I caught the most important thing, that it's time for us to stop making excuses and to do it right now. So I just thank God for the word. And what I did catch, and I did write down some notes, and I said, okay, I did get some notes and things, and some nuggets also from the woman of God. As she was talking afterwards, I was able to get some notes. So I thank God for Pastor Bernard. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for this week. And I want to say that may God continue to strengthen you and keep you as you begin to do these great new and things before the year is even coming in. And in the coming year, that God continue to use you and the people that's working with you. And I pray a blessing upon your life even more. Because God's got great things in store for you, great man of God. So I just say continue to do what God has called you to do, each and every one of you also. And I just thank God for each and every one of y'all. And I love y'all. Be encouraged and be blessed.
Love you.
Amen. Amen. And we want to give you that information again. Prophetess Davis has a prayer line that she hosts on Tuesday and Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. That's East Coast time, which would be 5:30 on the West Coast. At 8 p.m. Is it 8 p.m.?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
8 p.m., so that's 5 p.m. West Coast time. And her call-in number is area code 712-432-1500. Again, it's 712-432-1500. And
now,
her
is that
code
Eastern, is that Eastern or Central?
That's Eastern time, 8 p.m.
Okay, then that's going to be 5 o'clock. Okay, I got you.
No, that'll be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time in Texas.
Exactly. And then 5 p.m.
So her code is 211-498. Once again, that's 211-498. And tomorrow she hosts that segment. It's called Overflow Night. So those of you that listen in with us, call in and support this mighty woman of God and be a blessing. We got to support one another. That's what we're here
for,
to encourage one another. So call in. If you didn't get that number, you can call me, and I'll give you that number for Prophetess Darlene Davis. She is a mighty woman of God, and I tell you, she has been diligently supporting our line, and we're certainly going to remember and put that in for tomorrow. I'll be there at the home-going celebration for Prophet Mike on tomorrow also. So we're going to go to Prophet Mike. God bless you. I see Sister Nicole line is still here, but I'm not hearing anything. So anyway,
okay.
I'm going to Prophet Lewis. God bless you, Prophet Lewis. You had quite a
Praise
few people on from the Texas area today, Pastor Hamilton. So some of them dropped off. They had about 6 or 7 832 numbers on the line.
Exactly.
Today.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet Lewis, God bless you.
God bless you. How you doing?
We are blessed, sir. How about
yourself?
I'm good. I wasn't able to catch the show. Normally on Fridays I'm in school, but I had homework that I had to go take care of, so I was running around, and then at the last moment when everything was done, I said, oh, wait a minute. Let me call New Destiny. So I didn't catch whatever the lesson was on today or whatever y'all was talking about, but I thought I'd come in and catch whatever was going on at the tail end.
Amen. Well, God bless you. You know, we just lifted you up in prayer and stand in agreement with you for the mighty work God is about to do in and through you. And we just want to support you. We're glad you called, because we just want to love on you a little bit and let you know, man, that we're your family. We're your family,
yeah.
And, man, we truly do love you. We got your back. And even though you don't see us from all across the country, we're praying for you and with you.
I just want to hear the report,
and I want to hear it loud, because God is about to do a tremendous, and I know you're ready for it, but I'm excited just to hear the report. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I tell you, Prophet Michael Lewis, he started this work with me when we kicked off this Blog Talk Radio 2 years ago. He was the tool that God used for us to get things moving, and I just appreciate him. And he's a man that loved the Lord. He loved the people of God, and there's no task too small or too big for him. He is a soul winner, and he loved going out into the highways and the hedges and going to the places where some of us dare to go. Amen. So we thank God for Prophet Michael Lewis, and you can hit him. He's on Facebook, and he's always available to pray with you and for you and by you, side by side. So we thank God for him.
Yeah.
We're going to go back one more time and see if Sister Nicole can say anything. If not, I see my sister Dawn on the line. God bless you, Dawn. I know you have work. I see your work number. So God bless you. Continue to pray for my sister Danielle. Pray for my mother and my grandchildren and my son. I'm looking to go and visit my son within the next month or two, if it's the Lord's will. So Sister Nicole, are you able to, can you hear us? I don't know, our line may be on mute, but I still see our number on the call. But anyway, we're going back to Pastor Hamilton. Please remember those announcements that we've given you and govern yourselves accordingly. Please, those that's going to be speaking, Prophet Michael Lewis is going to be one of our speakers. Prophetess Darlene will be one, and Pastor Hamilton. So we have a host of speakers. So if you don't tune in Monday, I'm going to have to get to you later, and I'm just going to give you a time. But if you tune in Monday, we can work out what schedule and what time would be good for everybody, where nobody will be, you know, slighted, or nobody will feel like you're favoring somebody else other than them. This is a six-hour telethon. So, hey, we're going to jump right in it, and we're going to keep it moving. They're going to think we're on live TV because we're going to keep it moving, and the Spirit is going to continue to flow. And I believe God going to do something miraculous.
Hallelujah.
I believe some of our petitions that we have put before God, if we make the sacrifice, God going to start changing the atmosphere. He's going to start changing some lives, and souls are going to come into the kingdom. I'm looking for God to move. Amen. I'm looking for the water to be troubled. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be the first. I'm going to be the first one, because I won't get high when the water is stirred. Hallelujah. I don't
Hallelujah.
My blessing. Amen. Ooh, Paul Morton said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this, save us. Please don't do it without me. So we're going back to our speaker, our Provoke Friday speaker. Pastor Hamilton, I want you to know you have been a blessing to this ministry, and you have also been a blessing to me. And we love you and appreciate you with the sincerity that God wants us all to love on one another with. You have
Hallelujah.
Been faithful to, as I look back at you first coming on this line in March, and then you went right forward with Provoke Fridays. And I tell you, the only time you were absent when you had an emergency, and we know when, you know, things happen and you weren't able to be on for a month or two. But you came back on fire. You came back with an excitement. You came back, and I never hear you murmur and complain. And that's why God can't do nothing but honor his promises in your life, because you don't murmur, you don't complain. You take everything in stride. You never utter what occurred in your life. You never talk about any difficulties. You never talk about nothing that you lost. You just give God the glory and give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
And my God, that is a beautiful spirit to have. You take
Ooh,
it to
hallelujah.
Jesus. So I want you to know we pronounce blessings on your life today. Amen. And we telling the enemy today that he has no glory. Hallelujah. He has no place. We have authority. We have power. And he haven't taken it. You can't take nothing from the children of God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Ooh, you must create something. And form something. But it will not prosper, because we come back bigger, stronger, and better than before. And
Hallelujah.
That's what I pronounce to you today. You're going to be better, you're going to be bigger, and you're going to be stronger. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The work of God will not cease. The work of God will not be delayed. Hallelujah. It will. Nothing will hinder what God has called you to do. You going forth mightily in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree today, hallelujah, that the windows of heaven are going to open up. You'll never want for anything. Hallelujah. Anything that you have need of, God is going to provide.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I pronounce those blessings on everyone that have been diligent, everyone that have been faithful to the call that God has on their life. Everyone that stay focused on their assignment this season, God say, I'm going to show somebody something this season. Stay faithful. Stay focused. Stay committed. Recharge your battery. If you need a recharge, go back into your secret closet, Prophet Mike. You're coming out bigger. You're coming out better. You're coming out stronger. Prophet is Darlene Davis. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, baby. Some doors going to open for you this year. Hallelujah. Folks ain't just going to know you in the Carolinas. They're going to know you in California. They're going to know you in Texas. They're going to know you in Louisiana. They're going to know you in Michigan. God is about to expand your borders. He's about to enlarge your territory in the name of Jesus, because you can't work for God and he don't give you more than what you worth. God will give us more than what we really worth. Because if you want to know the truth about it, none of us are worth anything, because he said all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. But because he takes pleasure, because he delights, because we commit our way unto him, that's why God is pleased with our work. That's why he favored us. Hallelujah. Because we're focused. We don't let nothing take us off target. Hallelujah. We know the enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But stay focused, Pastor Hamilton. Stay focused, Prophet Michael Lewis. Stay focused, Prophet Darlene Davis. And God, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. We're praying for Sister Ruby, that God will continue to touch her heart, that God would strengthen her, that God would comfort her, and that spirit of depression will not overtake her. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we send it back to the devil that brought it. We send it back to the pits of hell. We bind it in the name of Jesus. She will be happy. She will rejoice. She will be free in the name of Jesus. And she's walking in that freedom today. Hallelujah. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but today. Hallelujah, walking in our freedom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we claim and we pray the blessing over liberal Democrats as he traveled over the airways, Lord God. Take him back to his destination, God. Shield him and protect him in the name of Jesus. Remember all the come and speak and minister on this line. Remember Prophetess Shara Harrison, God. Oh, God, continue to bless her. Remember Prophet Michael's sisters and his brothers and his nieces and his nephews and the siblings, the children that is sister left, God. Oh, let a word be spoken tomorrow in that home-going celebration where somebody's heart will be pricked and somebody will get up and give their life to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Lord, these debts are not in vain. Hallelujah. They're for a purpose. Amen. And God, I'm asking you to dry every tear. Dry his tears, God, and give him a greater vision for the work that you have for Prophet Lewis to do, God. Continue to Lord, hallelujah, Pastor Hamilton Boulders, God, hallelujah, largest Boulders, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we give you praise forevermore, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we bless you, Pastor Hamilton, you can end it with a prayer, whatever the Lord say for you to do at this time, God, I thank you, hallelujah.
We keep getting set up because the end of this broadcast ends with the anointing. So I just want to share with you that get your portion right now. I know we're going to meet in the morning on the radio, and I know, but get your portion right now. The anointing is so heavy right now. Reach up and grab your portion that will supply every need. Reach up and grab the portion that will give you.
I'm grabbing it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my sister Dawn, God. Touch our body, God, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Oh, we touch my mother today, God. Touch Danielle today, God. Touch my son, God, who I always
dimension, God. But you know who he is. You know where he at, God. Comfort him, God. Strengthen him, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make the transition smooth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the peace right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for peace right now, God. And we just want to worship you, God. We want to continue to give you thanks. We want to continue to give you praise, God. Yeah, God, you know, because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. And for that alone, God, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're able to tune in tomorrow, Today Overcame, call in and support Elder and Minister Burns on their segment, They Overcame, at 5 a.m. California time. That's 8 a.m. in the Carolinas. That's where they host from, North Carolina. Be a blessing to somebody else. And guess what? While you're out and about this weekend, tell somebody that Jesus loves them. Tell them, help somebody, and tell them how much you appreciate them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. So we'll see you all back on Monday. Remember the teleconference call. In the name of Jesus, God bless you all.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Love you. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, you don't almost see you. Lord, I bless you today, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Tell your story.
So many wonder how
hallelujah.
I survived.
Hallelujah.
Can't
hallelujah.
Say it was easy,
thank you.
But
glory.
I'm still alive.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
never
yeah.
left me. He stayed
oh, yes.
by
thank
my
you.
Side.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I am so grateful.
Oh yes.
He kept
very.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I'm the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No, not this time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory. Glory. Glory.
I can't even tell you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And by your grace, I'm still here. You held me together. God, you pulled me through. I'm so glad your grace. That's why I'm still here. I almost destroyed my whole life.
Hallelujah, Lord.
But your wouldn't let you go.
Still here.
Oh,
help me to get
pull me out of my own
God, pull me through.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
God bless you all. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Be careful.